Church, that brings us to our second objective. Our objective for today, to build our local church, we must commit. We must commit. The subtitle for today's message is Commit to the Plan. Commit to the plan. Turn your Bibles to Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6. Church, if we're going to carry out God's plan for the church, we must commit. What do we mean by that word, commit? Well, in the context of today's message, commit means to bind. It means to bind. It means to confine or obligate oneself. To confine or obligate one's self. To commit means to fully dedicate oneself to something. To fully dedicate oneself to something. So to commit means to bind, to confine or obligate oneself. To fully dedicate oneself to something. Church, if we're going to execute God's plan, we must first agree with the plan, then we must commit to the plan. We have to commit. We must commit to using our gifts, talents, and abilities for the betterment of our church. We have to commit to that. We must dedicate our lives to making Jesus clear and visible. We have to dedicate ourselves, not partially, not sometimes, but fully, all the time. We have to dedicate ourselves to upholding the truth. Church, we have to bind and obligate ourselves to walk in love. That is to not allow ourselves to do anything other than to show love. We must be fully dedicated to the work of making disciples and communicating the gospel message. We must commit. It's not a half-hearted work. It's a work that we have to bind ourselves to, that we have to make ourselves obligated to. We have to commit. Well, why is commitment so important? Commitment is important because commitment is essential for success. Church, commitment is essential for success. Write this down in your notes. Commitment elevates our conduct above negative circumstances, experiences, and feelings, and enables us to finish what we started. Commitment elevates our conduct above negative circumstances, experiences, and feelings, and enables us to finish what we started. See, when I am committed, I bind myself to a course of action, regardless of internal or external opposition. That's commitment. Now, if I cannot bind myself to a course of action, regardless of what is happening, I'm not committed. Because that's what commitment does. Causes us to bind ourselves. So we say, no matter what's going to happen, I'm going to keep on going. We keep on going regardless of what is happening around us. We keep on going even when we feel like giving up. That's commitment. We keep doing right even when we feel like doing wrong. That's commitment. We keep obeying God's instructions, even if we cannot presently see what good it will do. That is commitment. And when we are committed, church, we finish. We finish. And success is in the finish. When we finish doing what God instructs us to do, something of value is established in our life. Whenever we finish doing what God instructs us to do, something of value is established in our life. Let's look at Genesis chapter 6. Now, this is giving us more detail of what we already learned in Hebrews chapter 11. Genesis chapter 6, starting at verse 13. God is talking to Noah. And it says, "And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits." God is giving Noah specific instructions. He says, "A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. And behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth, to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee," he's talking to Noah, "will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons, and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female, of fowls after their kind, of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind. Two of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee of all flood that is eaten, of food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them." Here is the key verse. After God gave Noah all of these detailed instructions, this is what Noah did. It says, "Thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him, so did he." Now that verse is like saying the same thing twice, saying that Noah did according to all that God commanded. And then it says, "so did he." And the reason it is a double statement is it's emphasizing the fact that Noah was fully committed and fully obedient. See, church, Noah's success was not in the instruction. His success was in the finish. He did what God instructed him to do. He finished a work that was long, that was difficult, that was uncertain. He finished a work that certainly had opposition. He was committed. And because he was committed and able to finish the work, Noah had success. He saved his house. Church, commitment is essential for success. We must be committed. If we are committed, we will be able to finish what we start. There's no need for us to start anything if we're not going to finish. No purpose at all if we start this process but then give it up. But if we are committed, we will be able to finish regardless of what is to come, because church, we don't know what's around the corner. And if we can finish the work, our church will be established and we will have a safe place in the earth. Church commitment is essential for success. I want us to get that on the inside. It is essential because it's not just essential for the work that we are doing as a church. It is essential for our individual success. See, commitment will produce success in your life. It will produce success in our personal lives. And we have to know that and understand that. So this message is not just about what we are doing in the church. It's about what God is doing in your life. See, God has given us instructions for the local church. Yes, that is true. But he's also given each of us some personal instructions. Do you remember what they are? The instructions that God has given you? He's given some of us instructions for our life. He's given some of us instructions for our health. He's given some of us instructions for our marriage, for our children. He's given some of us instructions to deal with the hardships that we are currently in. He has given all of us some instructions. And if we fully dedicate ourselves to those instructions, we will have godly success. That means fully dedicated, not kind of, sort of, but fully. But if we are not fully dedicated to carrying out those instructions, church, we will fail. It's just that simple. See, if it seems like you have some broken areas in your life, or it even seems like you have some areas that just are unfixable, they just seem unfixable, check your commitment. Don't question why God hasn't fixed it. Look at your commitment. And when we do, we might come to discover that our lack of success rests with us. See, God told me what to do. I started off doing a good work. I followed his instructions for a season. But when things got tight or things got unpleasant, I abandoned the work. See, I was willing to give it a try, but I wasn't committed. So I didn't finish what I started. And the result is a lack of success. See, too many of us try too many different things. And I share this with this generation all the time because this generation is immersed in social media. We just try a lot of different things. Every day we are trying something new. Every day we are looking at something new. We try a lot of things, but we are committed to nothing. We are not bound by anything. We don't obligate ourselves to do anything. We live our life dictated by how we feel. So we are in this perpetual state of starting and stopping, not moving forward in our life, not accomplishing what we should. And in many cases, we are outright failing. But instead of acknowledging that we lack commitment, we blame our failure and our unfaithfulness on God. It's just rampant in the church. You hear people saying it all the time after they have abandoned a course of action, after they have abandoned their commitment. You hear them saying things like, after much prayer and soul searching. You know, you have to throw in the soul searching. After much prayer and soul searching, God is leading me in a different direction. See, we are blaming God for our failure and our unfaithfulness. And we never stop to consider the obvious, that a God who is faithful to his word would not turn around and counsel us to be unfaithful to ours. God does not tell us to make a commitment and then break the commitment. He doesn't do that. the ungodly desires of my heart.